looking ahead to the past. Once I realized that time travel was possible, life has become so much more pleasurable. You see, as time whizzes past and plays tacky tricks on you, life can seem harder, and your feet try each month to sink deeper into molasses, making everything just a bit more difficult and a trifle more achy. As the weight of each day piles itself gleefully upon the day prior and looks forward to the density of the next day and the next, the old shoulders ache and the neck cricks and the bones creak more audibly as you try to swim through this muck. It won't get any better if you think about it, you know, so what's a human to do? Time travel. There's always a more pleasurable time at the fingertip, ready to spring into wistful life and give you a little charge. What's a smile worth? What's the value of an inward grin? If you gotta go, wouldn't you prefer to wear a mysterious smirk to perplex the undertaker? There were good times during your life, believe it or not. They didn't occur just to lie fallow and fade to black. They occurred so you could dredge them up for a drug-free jolt to the nervous system when things seem glum, when life seems a bummer. What was your pleasure? Where was it? When was it? How did it feel, taste, sound? Was it simple, lying on your back in the backyard, looking at clouds and trying to make animated scenes from them? Was it complicated, acing an exam you never really thought you'd live through? Was it secret, something you saw that gave you great pleasure, your little secret between yourself and yourself? Was it a guilty pleasure? Was it a pleasure you must share with an old friend someday? Or was it something you've never really done, but always enjoy thinking about doing? Whatever. Time travel doesn't have to be complicated, you know. You can just think about what a carnival smells like, what a meadow feels like barefoot, what a chrome trim looks like in the bright sun, what the first ever kiss felt like from the first ever love of your life, what the kiss of your mother felt like when you were just three and beginning to shuck off innocence. Use your time machine. The experiences are more than you can possibly call up in a lifetime. They are there to replay, freeze frame, fast forward, slow-mo, and cherish. And to heck with all those bad times, they aren't worth the effort, unless there was something nice to remember or rethink in the midst of all that grimness.